So welcome to week two of the Lent prayer series that we're doing. We've been going through the William Berkeley More Prayers for the Plain Man or Woman book. It's split into a reading and then a prayer in the morning and a prayer in the evening. There's going to be gaps in between those so you can reflect upon your own prayers. You can use that prayer to think. You can use that time even just to say your own prayers or be directed in whatever way you choose. But this is to try and help us take up the habit of daily reading and then daily prayer. And I know for maybe some of you, you're listening, you pray all the time. That's great. We're all called to pray, but sometimes we maybe need some direction. And what I'm hoping that these prayers will do will maybe even put into new or fresh vocabulary ways in which He is praying for us, ways in which we are being led to pray, and even thoughts. And prayers that we wouldn't necessarily think of. That's what I find anytime I'm in a prayer group, other people pray and lead us in prayers that we wouldn't even think of. And so that's what this is supposed to be about. And so on day eight, and of course at the end of each day you can pause and save it and pause and then move on the next day, or you can listen to the whole week if you want. But we'll begin day eight by reading Psalm 34 verses 1 to 8. I will extol the Lord at all times, His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord, let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me, let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He answered me, He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant, their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him, He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. And we'll read our morning prayer. O God, Lord of all good life, help me to use today well. Help me to use today to know You a little better, to do my work a little more diligently, to serve my fellow men a little more lovingly, to make myself by Your help a little more like Jesus. Help me to make today a day of progress in my life and to become a little more like what You want me to be. This I ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. And we'll leave a little bit of time now for you to pray your own prayers that God may help to use you today for something, and then even focus on something that you would like progress in your life, something you would like change, some way in which you would like your life to become a little bit more how God wants it to be in these moments' silence. And then we'll pray our evening prayer. Forgive me, O Father, for anything I refuse to do today which I might have done. Forgive me for any help I might have given today and did not give. Forgive me for being so wrapped up in my own troubles and my own problems that I had no time for those of anyone else. Forgive me for being so immersed in my own work that I had no time to give anyone else a helping hand. Forgive me for selfishly hoarding my own leisure and comfort and for refusing to give them up to help others or to help Your church and Your people and Your work. Help me to learn the lesson. I know that it is true that selfishness and happiness can never go together. And help me to find happiness in trying to forget myself and in trying to bring help and happiness to others. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And then we'll give you some time again just to reflect upon your day. and ask forgiveness for some things that you have done or that which you didn't do, or those feelings that come across your mind and your heart now, and simply just name them. You can say them out loud, you can simply name them in your mind, or you can focus on them, and we'll use that as our offering to God in the next moments. There we end day 8. And at the end of today, we say, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Amen. Day 9, we continue through this series. Again, use it as your focus, use it as a starting point for you today. And we're going to read Matthew chapter 6, verse 27 to 34. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why should you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow, is thrown into fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his righteousness and his kingdom, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I'm not going to add anything to any of our readings. I'm simply going to let them speak to you in your own way, in your context, in the situations that you face today, in the circumstances that are ahead of you. And then we'll begin our morning prayer. Give me this day, O God, the energy I need to face my work, the diligence I need to do it well, the self-discipline which will make me work just as hard, even if there be no one to see and none to praise and none to blame, the self-respect which will not stoop to produce anything which is less than my best, the courtesy and the considerateness which will make me easy to live with and easy to work with. Help me so to live today that I might make this world a happier place wherever I may be, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And again, we'll allow you the space in these next few moments to give to God your prayers for this day and all that lies ahead for you wherever you are. We finish our time there for our morning prayers and we begin our evening prayer. Give me this night, O Father, the peace of mind which is truly rest. Take from me all envy of anyone else, all resentment for anything which has been withheld from me, all bitterness against anyone who has hurt me or wronged me, all anger against the apparent injustice of life, all foolish worry about the future and all futile regret about the past. Help me to be at peace with myself, at peace with my fellow men, at peace with you. So indeed may I lay myself down to rest in peace, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And we'll give you again some moments to pray your prayers to God, that he might take from you this night, and then help you to be at peace tonight in whatever circumstances you find yourselves. And also during this time you can pray for others as well and help them to find peace in whatever circumstance or scenario they're in. There we finish our evening prayers and we say, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Amen. So we begin day 10. I have my cup of coffee beside me. I hope you have yours as you set aside even just these few moments. Literally each prayer only takes a minute and then we have just over a minute of silence to give you your space. So 2 minutes is all it takes in the morning and in the evening, other than this little bit that I talk at the start of each day and our reading. So I hope you're sitting comfortably, as they would say in the good old days as you tell a story. But we're going to begin with Psalm 90, verses 12 to 17. I'm not going to reflect or expand on this. I'm simply going to read Psalm 90, verse 12 to 17. Teach us to number our days, that we might gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants and splendour to their children. May the favour of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. And then we have our morning prayer. O God, give me strength and wisdom to live this day as I ought. Give me strength to conquer every temptation which will come to me. Strength to do every task which is assigned to me. Strength to shoulder every responsibility which is laid upon me. Give me wisdom to know when to speak and when to keep silent. Wisdom to know when to act and when to refrain from action. Wisdom to know when to speak my mind and when to hold my peace. So bring me to the end of this day in goodness, in happiness, and in content. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And we'll give you your own time now to pray or simply to refocus through those words and re-pray those words in the moments now. Amen, and that ends our morning prayer, and we begin our evening prayer. O God, I know that there is nothing so precious as friendship, and that there is nothing so enriching as love. Thank you for all the friends whom I have met today. Thank you for all the people with whom I have travelled and with whom I walked, with whom I worked, with whom I talked and with whom I ate. Thank you for the people with whom I listened to music or watched plays or pictures or watched games or played games. Thank you for those who are even closer to me than my friends, those who I love and those who love me, those whose hands serve my need and who care for my comfort, those whose love surround me all my days. Help me to be always loyal to my friends and true to those who love me. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. I will allow you to take the time now to name them, even if it helps to write down. That's maybe one thing you could be doing during this process and even begin today, is just simply to keep a little journal or notepad and write down some of your own prayers. And in these moments, write down some of the names or think about some of the names that you want to give thanks to God for in this time. And that finishes our evening prayers. Amen. And we say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Amen. We begin day 11. And we take the time now to read John chapter 14, verse 1 to 6. We've flicked into a different book now. We've been in the Psalms and Matthew mostly. But we go into John 14, 1 to 6. And these are... I'm not going to comment on any of these passages, but I'm just going to lead into this one by saying this is a great reading, a great passage to reflect upon at the start of this day, and to really focus your mind on and to find comfort in and protection in and trust in this day. So we say John 14, 1 to 6. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me, as Jesus speaks. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. A beautiful passage to begin our day on day 11, and we begin our morning prayers. O God, I want to try to begin today by thinking not of myself, but of others. Bless those for who today is going to be a difficult day, those who must make decisions, those who wrestle with temptations, those who have some special problem to solve. Bless those for whom today is going to be a sad day, those who are meeting the day with tears in their eyes and with sorrow and loneliness in their hearts, those who today must lay some dear one to rest in death, those who awake to the morning with no work to do. Bless those for whom today is going to be a happy day, those who are happy and who are eagerly looking forward to today, those who are to be married today, those who will walk in the sunshine of life today. Give me all through today sympathy and love for all, that I may always try to weep with those who weep and to rejoice with those who rejoice. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And in the next moments, we simply pray blessings on other people who are in different circumstances than ourselves, who are in different places of life than ourselves, and who are walking in different shoes than ourselves. And we don't pray with jealousy or bitterness or resentment, but we pray with grace and peace and love and joy flowing to those people whom we bless in these moments. Amen. And that finishes our morning prayers, and we begin our evening prayer. O God, I thank you for today. I thank you that you gave me health and strength and ability to do my work, friends with whom to walk and talk, those who love me, who care for me, and who pray for me. I thank you for the times when you made me able to overcome my temptations, for the times when you made me able to choose the right and refuse the wrong, for the times when you spoke to me and gripped me and kept me from doing something which would have brought me shame or regret. I thank you for Jesus, for his example, for his presence with me, for the friendship I have with you because of him. Help me to show my gratitude by loving you more and by serving and obeying you better, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And we take these moments to thank God for your own things that have happened during this day, now in these moments' silence. Amen. And there we end day 11 by saying the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Amen. It's day 12 and we continue through this little prayer series. Today we begin in Psalm 95 verses 1 to 6. Again, you can follow along if you have your own Bible or you can listen to it. I'm not going to expand on it, simply just read it and let it speak to you in whatever situation you find yourself at the start of this day. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. And we finish our reading and we say our morning prayers. O God, thank you for giving me another day and another gift of time. Help me all through today not to put off until tomorrow that which I ought to do today. Help me not to put things off because I can't be bothered doing them, because I don't want to do them, because I don't like doing them, because I am afraid to do them. Help me to do each task, to face each duty, to shoulder each responsibility as it comes to me, so that, if life should end tonight for me, there will be no loose ends, no things half finished, no tasks undone. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. I will allow you to take a minute, to take some time of silence. Maybe this is the only silence you'll have today. Maybe it's the only silence you've had today. To put into mind and to put into prayer those things that you want to give to God. Ask for his help. Ask for the things that you don't want to do, maybe to give you the strength to do them or to face them this day in these moments. Amen. And we say our evening prayers. When I sit down and think at night, O Father, before I go to sleep, I always feel that there has never been a day when I have done all that I meant to do, and when I have been all that I meant to be. Somehow the day is never long enough, and my strength of will is never strong enough. Even in spite of my many failures, keep me from discouragement, keep me from lowering my ideals. Keep me from abandoning hope and from giving up. Help me to try still harder, to trust still more and more in you and less in myself. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. And again, we'll allow you some moments, a little bit of silence to reflect upon this day and to ask God to guide you even into the next day, to give you encouragement, to keep your ideals high, and to keep your hope in the midst of all that you have faced and will face in these coming days. Amen. And we finish today by saying, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Amen. And so we begin this, the 13th day of Lent, and we do so by reading John chapter 15, verses 1 to 5. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself, it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. A very poignant and meaningful reading as we begin this day, where he simply finishes by saying, for without me, you can do nothing. And so as we begin this day, we keep that in the forefront of our mind as we begin also our morning prayers. O God, my Father, I am very fortunate in my home, my parents, my family, my friends, my work, my church, my country. Today, before I go out to work, I want to remember before you those for whom life is not nearly so happy as it is for me. Refugees who have no home, no place to call their own. People of colour in lands in which those people have no rights. Those who love freedom in lands where freedom is lost. Christians in land where Christians are persecuted. Those who are unhappy in their work, badly paid, compelled to work in bad conditions. Those who are treated at home without sympathy and even with cruelty. Those who live or work in a situation in which it is very difficult to be a Christian at all. The friendless, the lonely, the sad. Those in hospitals and in places for those whose minds have lost the light of reason. Those in prison and in disgrace. O God, grant that my own happiness may never make me blind to the need and forgetful of the unhappiness of others. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. And we'll give you again some time where you can reflect upon those that you know whose life is not nearly so happy as it is maybe for you, or even as the ideal which God sets forth for us, and we'll allow you to name them in prayer now. Amen, and may God bless those whom you have remembered. And we begin our evening prayers. Forgive me, O God, if today I have been too impatient, especially with people. If today I have made anyone feel a nuisance. If today is in my heart of hearts I have thought people fools and have shown them that I did. If today there were times when I was too aggressively sure that I was right. If today I have ridden roughshod over the feelings of someone else. If today I have been unapproachable to talk to, difficult to work with, unsympathetic to appeal to, critical in my outlook, harsh in my judgment. I cannot undo what I have done, but help me tomorrow to be more loving and more kind, more like Jesus. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. And we'll allow you again some time for you to pray your own prayers and requests for forgiveness for you in this past day, and maybe some things that come to mind, some things that you've done or didn't do, and will allow you to ask for forgiveness and pray for those now. Amen. And we finish day 13 by saying, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Amen. Day 14, as we come to the end of week 2 of this series in Lent, and we read today, begin our day by reading Psalm 100. Again, you can follow along. It'll be an easy one to find. It's a short one, it's only 5 verses. You can read it, or you can simply listen as we say, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." And as we reflect upon that, we go into our morning prayers. O God, my Father, as I go out to life and work today, I thank you for the world's beauty, for the light of the sun, for the wind in my face, for the colour of the flowers, and for all glimpses of lovely things. I thank you for life's gracious things, for friendship's help, for kinship's strength, for love's wonder. I remember this world's evil and its sin. Help me to overcome every temptation and make my life like a light which guides to goodness. And if anyone has fallen, help me to sympathize and to help rather than judge and condemn. I remember this world's sorrow. Help me today to bring comfort to some broken heart and cheer to some lonely life. So grant that when evening comes, I may feel that I have not wasted this day. Hear this my prayer through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. I will allow you some time now just to reflect and to pray as you go out to your life and work today, and whatever lies ahead of you, whatever you have in mind, that you can pour that and present that and place that before God in prayer. Amen. And we know that God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures. We begin our evening prayers. O God, my Father, tonight I bring to you myself, my life, and all that is in it. I bring to you my sins for your forgiveness, my hopes, my aims, my ambitions for your blessing, my temptations for your strength, my tasks, my duties, my responsibilities for your help. My friends, my dear ones, my loved ones, for your care and your protection. And I bring everything with a thankful and a grateful heart for all that you have done for me. So grant to me to sleep tonight with the everlasting arms underneath and about me, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And there we finish day 14, and we finish the second week in the series of Lent. If you have any questions or concerns, if you would like a copy of some of these prayers, you can get in touch. Somebody has already, and so we'll be sending those out just so they can follow along while it's written in front of them. And so if you would like that, simply get in touch with me at Johnny, J-O-N-N-Y, at J-W-Fraser, J-W-F-R-A-Z-E-R.com. And I can do that for you also. Or let some other people know about this that we're doing. There's still time to pick up. You can pick up any habit during Lent. At any time, and so I hope you have enjoyed it so far, and we'll look forward to starting next week.